Arturo's life is a reminder of the suffering of the innocent, of those trapped in the vortices of colliding politics, of those struggling to overcome trauma and tragedy in an heroic effort to make a more just and humane world. Anna survived because of her indomitable will. She survived deportation to the Gulag. She survived the loss of family. She simply and gloriously survived. This is her legacy. It was in 1944 when the brutal overlord of the Soviet Empire, Joseph Stalin, commanded that all young German men and women living in Central and Eastern Europe be removed to Russia to support the war effort. They remained through the post-war reconstruction period. Many never left. Most died in exile. Yugoslavia's Tito and his partisans cooperated by delivering scores of the new nation's German-speaking minority into Stalin's hands. Among their number was Anna Tour. Born Anna German in 1927 in Steffensfeld, she grew up in Pardan in the Banat region, an area first settled by Germans in the early 18th century. Known as Danube Swabians, they had proudly preserved their heritage amidst shifting political arrangements and nationalist struggles. Anna participated fully as a child in this rich matrix by joining various cultural and church groups. From her home and society in December of 1944, the now 17-year-old Anna was shipped along with many other women to Grosbecharek in cattle cars, and thence to the mining area of Ukraine known as Krivoy Rih.
Oh,
the next 3 years, Anna tasted the horrors of hell. Judged malnourished and unlikely of further use, she was released and transported to Frankfurt on the Oder, where she was to learn a devastating truth. Family members were either massacred or had perished in the concentration camps. But not all. Anna's mother and grandmother survived. They all met in Vienna. At last, a merciful respite, a moment to relax, a moment to smile. Precisely still, Kitchener. By December of 1948, Anna and her mother found a new home, and indeed a new future. Anna met and married Paul Tour, and together they forged a new destiny built on family. They raised 3 daughters. Built on entrepreneurship, they created a highly successful and thriving business, and built on a deep commitment to the cultural and historical values that shaped them, they were active in the local German associations. Anna died in May of 2002. She was a resourceful woman, devoted to healing and indeed to peacemaking. No better tribute to her resilient spirit could be imagined than the monument erected in her honor in the park that now bears her name in Mannheim, Ontario.